God of wisdom, we seek your presence in our lives and in the world. By your Spirit, speak your word to us so that we might be freed to act in the world with courage. Amen. Amen.
Our gospel reading is taken from Luke chapter 12, verses 49 through 56. These are very difficult words to hear. I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already ablaze. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two, two against three. They will be divided. Father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the past few years, it seems like, we have seen one record-breaking storm after another. Or so it seems anyway. There are the usual hurricanes and tornado outbreaks, but what I'm talking about is the record rainfall over various parts of the country. Just this year, we've heard about flooding in New Mexico, Texas, New York, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Rainfall is usually measured in inches per day, or the amount of rainfall that normally falls in a year, but falls in just a short matter of hours. The storm that hit the central part of Texas caused the Guadalupe River to rise 26 feet in under an hour, and the death toll, we know, was staggering. The only good thing that came from the rain, it seems to me, was that the reservoirs that provide water to Austin were filled for the first time in many years. And one of the worst storms, of course, in recent memory was Hurricane Helene, who crossed the beach in Florida, went through Georgia, South Carolina, and then parked itself over western North Carolina, ruining roads around Asheville, and creating widespread destruction and death throughout the area. Over 2 feet of rain fell in 2 days, causing massive flooding that destroyed homes and entire communities. We are used to seeing hurricanes batter coastal communities, but to wreak havoc on Asheville, some 400 miles from the coast, was hard to believe. What takes a few minutes to damage or destroy a home and community will take far longer to recover and rebuild. The last major flooding event to hit this area was 2016 in the Clendenin area. Who could have predicted the rain that caused the flooding? Storms moved through the area and they followed the same path, dumping several inches in concentrated areas. And despite the sophistication of the Weather Service computer models, weather is an inexact science. Storms are notorious for their unpredictability. They will go in any direction or not move at all. And as we know, in West Virginia, floods happen. It had been several years since a hurricane hit the USA mainland, and scientists were concerned about the amount of damage that could occur. We humans have a very short memory about what a hurricane can do in terms of destruction to property and life. And so we continue to build along the shore without any sense of fear that the next storm could come and destroy everything that we have built. Some years ago, Hurricane Charley hit the west coast of Florida, and no sooner had the sun arose revealing the devastation caused by the hurricane than voices were heard questioning the ability of the Weather Service to forecast the paths of hurricanes. It did not matter that the path over Cuba, passing close to the Florida Keys and curving into the west coast of Florida, had been predicted for several days. No matter that the Weather Service had said it would hit somewhere between Fort Myers and Tampa, possibly Port Charlotte, and it did exactly that. And what seemed to upset so many in the Port Charlotte area was that it hit them and not Tampa, where most of the attention had been directed. Even though they were within the target area, many were not seriously preparing for it until the storm was bearing down on them. The reality is that science is not as good as we would like to think it should be as regards to the weather. Further, hurricanes are very unpredictable in terms of track and strength. And, you know, who could have predicted that Charley would increase in strength from Category 2 to Category 4 in about an hour? And Aaron, currently out in the Atlantic, has strengthened and is expected to strengthen into a super hurricane. It did so in just a matter of hours. Jesus said that you can read the signs that a storm is coming and you prepare accordingly. But do we? Or is the weather changing faster than the signs that show the storms that are approaching? As we know, Jesus was unpredictable in teaching and preaching. It's not exactly a surprising statement to make. But Jesus must have startled the people who heard him when he talked about the coming judgment. His comments might have caused a real firestorm of controversy. And I know it startles us today to hear his words, "I come to bring fire to the earth, and it is already kindled. Do you think I have come to bring peace to the earth? No. I tell you, rather, division." Now, wait a minute. This isn't the Jesus we normally like to think about, loving and healing and bringing reconciliation. Families torn apart, divided against each other. What is going on here? And how is this good news? Well, I think Jesus is just stating the reality of our relationships. Members of families make decisions and others aren't very happy about it. Major decisions such as where to live, who to marry, what career field to pursue often causes divisions within families. Family feuds have started over seemingly trivial matters. Children have been disinherited. Brothers and sisters end up not speaking because of a single comment made in a previous conversation. Dear Abby and Ann Landers made a career of responding to letters about dysfunctional family relationships. And I've often said that It was a good thing to have served 20 years in the Marine Corps, mostly moving every 3 or 4 years, because we only got to see family members when we moved. We avoided the spats and misunderstandings that cause hard feelings. My kinfolks were usually glad to see us, knowing that it would be several years before we would be back. It worked for us, but it will not work for other families. I could tell you stories about families I have met in the hospital when they have gathered for the death of their mother or father, and you can quickly feel the tension between some of the family members. On the other hand, many families have no discernible tension between members. They are united in their love and care for the parents and share strong family bonds. How many family reunions are held with the basic understanding that some subjects are not to be discussed? And if you want to get in an argument or offend someone, just bring up religion and politics. We all know that Jesus is all about passion and commitment. Jesus expects us to be passionate about our faith, so much so that it flows out of us in our everyday experiences. We are called to speak God's word to those around us, even our families. Jesus tells us that passion should not be squelched, even for the sake of family unity. Unfortunately, not everyone will agree with our passion, and there will be division. You must remember that Jesus is passionate about God's call to help the widow, the poor, the orphan, and the stranger. The peace and stability that society enjoys often comes at the expense of these members of society. And Jesus seems to be looking for followers who will be committed to finding the kind of peace that cares for even the least members of society. And again, the reality, the realist in Jesus knows that when you take a position unpopular with the powers that be, division will follow. We in the Western world have it much too easy today. We claim to be Christian, but we enjoy being the power brokers in society as well. Today's reading is a call to examine who we are, really, in relationship to Christ's demands. This is a warning that to be committed in to Jesus means you will face persecution. Making a commitment to faith means you will change your attitude about material possessions, and that you will take seriously the moral responsibilities placed before you. When you make that kind of commitment, your relationships with others will change, even with members of your own families. When your values, priorities, goals, and behaviors change, as they must, then personal relationships change as well. Jesus said, "You know when a storm is coming, and you prepare accordingly. Why don't you prepare for the coming day of judgment?" We don't know when or where the next storm will hit, and we don't know when the day of judgment is coming. All we know is that we are to live with passion the life of commitment to faith that we are called to by our Lord Jesus. And may we have the strength through the power of the Holy Spirit to live the way of our calling. Amen.